A reminder, tonight we have our night seder, hot food, chaburos, and of course Talmud Torah with Sichas Musar by the Marad Asra at 9:40. Obviously we're all eager to go, but no pushing and shoving. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's message. Perfect parsha before Tisha B'Av is always Devarim. Moshe tells him about the story of the Meraglim. And Moshe doesn't begin the rebuke of the Meraglim for when people started to panic on that Tisha B'Av night, nor from when the spies came back and lied, and not even when the spies left with evil intent. Moshe starts the rebuke a lot earlier. In Pasuk Chaf Beis rather, Vatikrevun Eilai Kulchem. People came, all of you. And Rashi comments, Birbuvia, pushing and shoving, everyone came. It was chaos. And that's where Moshe starts the rebuke. The whole mission was doomed from the start because when you gathered together, it was the young pushing the old pushing the leaders. When you had this tumultuous beginning and the sense of chaos and panic, the mission was doomed. The Emes Liakov, Yaakov Kamenetsky, explains, people have such little bitachon in Hashem. It's one thing to ask, to see the land. We want to have a report. But to have this panic, this fear of, quick, let's push and shove, and we have to get this report right now. The whole attitude was off. The whole mission was doomed because it was purported by people who wanted to scare the people, and they worked. Because when they came back, they gathered everyone around, and again, there's this Ibruvia. People are crying hysterically and screaming for no reason. And that's Tisha B'Av. Emes Yaakov, back in Parsha Shlach, points out, when the spies were chosen, it starts off in Shvatim order. The spies themselves are pretty orderly. There's a spy of Reuven and Shimon. There is no Levi spy. Yehuda, Yisachar. And then it goes haywire. Ephraim, Binyamin, Zebulun, all over the place. Again, when the mission started by people asking, Birbuvia and panic and chaos, and the spies themselves started lining up with panic and chaos, and they come back with panic and chaos, and everyone starts to panic and have this chaotic tumult. That is the origin of Tisha B'Av. I heard about 10 years ago in a shiur from Rabbi Yisrael Reisman Shlita, this idea of chaos continued throughout the story, until unfortunately the ultimate Tisha B'Av, the Churban HaBayis, there's definitely an attitude of chaos there as well. The Gemara in Tainus and Daf Chaf Ches has a stira about when the breach of the walls happened. The Mishnah says one of the five things that happened on Shavuot Batamuz was the breach of the walls of Yerushalayim. But the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, the very, very last chapter in Yirmiyahu, describes the breach as taking place on the ninth day of Tammuz. The Gemara says, which one is it? Did the breach happen on the ninth day of Tammuz or on Shavuot Batamuz? And the Gemara of the Talmud Bavli answers, well, you have two different Churbans. In Bayis Rishon, it happened, like Yirmiyahu said, on the ninth day of Tammuz. When Bayis Sheni was Shavuot Batamuz. But Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah quote from the Talmud Yerushalmi, which explains the Sira differently. Talmud Yerushalmi says, actually, both breaches for Bayis 1 and Bayis 2 both happened on Shavuot Batamuz. So why does Yirmiyahu record it as taking place on the ninth day of Tammuz? Because the people were all confused. The Yerushalmi calls it Kilkul HaCheshbon. People couldn't keep track of the dates. It was chaos. It was a tumult. People were running and being bloodied all over the place. And they couldn't keep track of the date. Why would Yirmiyahu record the wrong date? He knew what date had actually happened. Why is he recording the misguided impression of the people? Apparently, part of the Churban he wanted to capture was this sense of chaos. It was important enough that Yirmiyahu gave us the wrong date, the date in the minds of the people who were panicking. An event, Tisha B'Av, that began with panic and disorder and lack of bitachon and total disarray led to a Churban that had the same features of complete chaos, of complete disarray. Rabbi Reisman mentions that the Abar Banel, in his introduction to Sefer Yirmiyahu, points out a lot of times regular grammatical rules are not followed in Yirmiyahu. Lashon Zachar and Nekevah are switched, and a lot of grammar rules don't seem to apply. Rabbi Reisman suggests that perhaps that too captures some of the chaos during that time. No one could speak straight, no one could hear straight, no one could focus at all. Everything was upside down. That panic that seeped in from the people to the spies, to the listeners, to all of Am Yisrael, was the perfect punishment. From the Meraglim all the way down to the actual Churban HaBayis, this big balagan, this big sense of disaster, this lack of bitachon, this lack of feeling settled. Many pointed out that the same thing could have been happening on the cusp of Geulas Mitzrayim. Again, people who've been in the desert for a long time, well, here they're in Mitzrayim for a long time, and they're itching to leave, and who knows what's going to happen when you're itching to go to Israel. Again, a Baal HaGan might happen. But all the laws of the Karban Pesach are meant to slow the people down. Register on the Karban Pesach. Stick to your group, to one house. Don't leave your house. Be all dressed, ready to go. Pesach was all about the order. You have to maintain order. Chaos will not reign loose. When you have chaos, you have galus. When you have order and calm, collective, thoughtfulness, you have gula. Perhaps that is why one of the things we do when it comes to Avelus is very much reflective. Avelus is very slow. You don't leave the house, sit on the floor. You're not wearing shoes, we can go walking a long distance. Stop, slow, reflect, introspect. What can we do? How can we improve? If the origins of this galus, tracing back to the Meraglim, all the way through the tumult of the dates and the wording and the times, is all about chaos and panic. People panic and make really bad decisions. A doctor who's panicking is not making the right surgical moves. The more urgent the surgery, the slower you have to go. The more careful you have to be. Beretz Hashem, we should use this time as we approach. Unfortunately, Tisha B'Av still looks like it's on the calendar for next week as a sad day. But it's a time to reflect, to hopefully have another time of order, reflection of teshuva, and to have another geula of Meher V'Yameinu.